这边儿童有特别的表演。
This will be the presentation they wanted to make to the mothers and to God.
特别是要为着今仔日的母亲、大家阿家，咱来祝上帝。
Okay, do we have it spelled correctly? Will you, as the congregation, please read what our children have written? Ready? Happy Mother's Day. It's not as easy, is it, mothers? It's a wonderful time to celebrate the mothers in our lives. And so our children have prepared to share words of encouragement and thoughts, but also words from Scripture that help us to understand what it means to glorify God. So please listen now as they share from their heart as well as from Scripture.
Every one of us has been blessed by a mother and knows firsthand what it means to put our trust and confidence in her. It's her love that makes us strong, her care that prepares us to face the world, her hands that help us to overcome trials in our lives in a very significant way. We come to know the love of God because the love we receive from our mother.
Love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, is not proud, is not conceited, does not act foolishly, is not selfish, is not easily provoked to anger, keeps no records of wrongs, takes no pleasure in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endures all things.
Open-hearted and gracious, a mother's heart knows no bounds when it comes to love. A mother gives her love without expecting to receive it and models for us patience and grace. In this way, we come to know how it is that God can love us who are sinners. We are deeply loved sinners.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:16-17.
Teach us and guide our steps. Our mother gave us the support and guidance we need to take our first steps, and encourage us through all our endeavors. They commit to raise us up to be independent, competent adults, and their faithfulness inspire the confidence we need day to day.
Strengthen on her hard clothing, she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Proverbs 3:31-28.
Honor and respect are gifts we give her. Granting our mothers the respect, honor, and obedience that our Lord commands us enables us to live in harmony in our families and with one another. It's a command that promises to serve us well in this life, and our firsthand experience confirms the wisdom in God's plan. May our mothers receive this honor as a gift of love.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life. Ephesians 6:1-3.
To encourage,
encourage others is to actually give them courage they lack. Faithful mothers rejoice in our accomplishments, but mostly delight in the personal love and faith in the Lord that becomes their own, which is often the result of their faithful and encouraging prayers.
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18.
Reminds us to find joy and peace in the Lord. Whether the hurt we encounter is a scraped knee, a disappointment in our schoolwork, or a breakdown in a relationship, mothers have the wisdom to remind us that in all manner of things, we will be well. Ultimately, this is God's message for us and for all our lives. May we respond in faith and put our trust in the one who saves us, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything. Through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7.
Thank you. Would you please join me in prayer? Lord Jesus Christ, how good it is to give you the praise and honor that is yours. Lord, on this day when we give thanks and praise to our mothers in our lives, whether our mothers are present with us or if they have passed, Lord, we thank you for the gift of love and nurture and life that they gave to us. Lord, we ask that you bless those women this day who are feeling sad, who are feeling frustrated or lost. You know all of our hearts, Lord, and you indeed are the one who comforts all of us in our joy and in our sorrow. And so, God, we pray that this day will be a day of blessing for the women in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And now all of our children here have a special gift to give to all the women in the church. Kisses and hugs, because you are dearly loved. Okay, all of our kids, you can all come back forward. We might have a few extra gifts left over that we would love to share with the men in the church as well. So after the service, come and see us. It's now time in our worship service for the children to bring their gifts and offerings to the Lord. Those of you with FPCOC may not know, but for Cornerstone, with the gifts of offerings that we have that our children bring, we use those gifts to sponsor a child through World Vision, and his name is Bale. So it's now time for our children's offering. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks this day for the gifts that we bring and for the blessing that this gift can be toward Bale's life and education and health. Bless him, Lord. Draw him close to you through these, through the organization of World Vision and the gifts that we bring, and enable us to give a portion back each and every week to serve you, to show and demonstrate our love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now our children will be excused for their time of worship.
Okay, you guys noticed before that the children handing out a gift is always at the end of worship. And this year is a little bit special that we made doing part of the worship because we believe that by honoring our parents, we're worshiping God. So that's why it's a little bit different this year. Okay, so the children's worship. Okay, let's take the following time for response reading. This response reading is not printed on your bulletin.